ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, family, friends, and foes, and yes, even foes in the family. And don't you worry about it. I have some, and you have some too. You will find that your greatest enemies will be they in your own household, just like Jesus said. The biggest Judases and the biggest Jezebel, they're not at the church. They're not at on the job. See, that's why y'all love the church, go to the church house, and you love going to the job, and you love going out to other places besides being with your family, because your greatest enemies are right there in the house. Your greatest betrayers and sabotagers are right there with you. Your lie, your feet ain't made, and your heart pumps peanut butter if you doubt what I'm saying. Jesus told us that. Not just the devil. Devil is family members. And you don't want to hear, because you've been so jaded and so mixed up by the false prophets of the prosperity gospel, that everything's supposed to be so wonderful and sweet and hunkadory, and you know that's a lie out of hell. Yes. And see, then we hear about you in the newspaper, see. We hear about you on the newspapers online. Now you're divorced. Yeah, you got domestic violence going on. Your family is shattered because of adultery and fornication, and your daughter got pregnant, your son got somebody pregnant in the church, and now you're seen in the funny papers. You know why? Because you're a hypocrite. You didn't want to recognize that your family was not all that in the first place. But you made other people believe that until it blew up. No, keep looking straight ahead now. Keep looking straight ahead. Don't bow your head yet now. No. By the way, where's your wife at right now? You don't know. Where's your husband at right now? You don't have a clue. Where's your teenagers at right now? You don't know. Where they're supposed to be in the house, we're supposed to be on lockdown. Where they ain't there. Because they can't stand you and you can't stand them. That's how it is in many households, millions of households across this nation, and even in the prosperity gospel families. That is a really weird, mixed up situation, my dear friends. Can you imagine this, living a lie for years just to keep money coming in through the church, keep robbing the sheep, robbing the people? Don't bow your head yet, it's not time to pray. So let me leave you people alone and just read the Word of God to you. As I was saying, this is Daniel White III, the president of Gospel Light Society International. By the grace of God, a servant of God, with the White House Daily Devotional Bible Reading, episode number 367, where I simply read three chapters of the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day with my family as a part of our family devotions. And we do this, that is the live service. Some of you have not recovered yet from what I've already said. That's all right. Just hang in there. Hang in there. That's another thing that Christian people love. They love the Word of God, and they love to hear the gospel, even though they're saved. Yes. And they love to hear songs that they understand the words of. But we do this live recording of this podcast, live video and all of that, to encourage you. We're not doing this for us, I assure you. Now we're going to do this anyway in our home. God kept telling me and working on me, because I didn't really want to do this, because I knew it was going to be a price to pay. For several weeks he kept saying, I want you to do this publicly. Because see, even in the midst of wrath and chastisement, God is a God of mercy. And though he basically told me there are people who need this, otherwise they're not going to make it. They're not going to make it. They're not going to know what to do. And one of the things they need to do is get back to me by through prayer, personal devotions, reading the Bible, family devotions, and all of that every day. All true born-again preachers and teachers of the Word of God and people who are saved know that you're not going to make it in this Christian life if you don't meet with God in prayer and reading the Bible in the morning. You're just not going to make it. You're not. You're not going to be a Christian fired up and ready to go. So we do this to encourage you and your family to pray together. You say, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. I don't want to do that. Well, you're probably lost and on your way to hell, okay, if you don't want to do this. I'm just being honest with you, straight up with you. If you have no desire to pray to God in the morning and read God's word, there's nowhere in your mind, there's something wrong somewhere. Nobody trained me to do this, taught me really to do this. When I got saved, I instinctively knew I needed to talk with God in the morning and read the Bible, man. Okay? So nobody's trying to make you do anything that is abnormal for Christians. So we're just trying to encourage you. And yes, we want you to leave us. And yes, one day I hope that we could just resume our family devotions and not do this. And that's all in God's hands. It's easier because right now I would be in my pajamas sitting down with drinking my tea and my coffee, sitting down and relaxing in my pajamas, my kick around clothes. That's easier than doing this, and it's easier on the staff and easier on my family as well. But right now, God wants me to do this. If for no other reason, as a symbol of what you ought to do. And see, he's not here trying to make you do anything, and I'm not here trying to make you do anything. I'm just being obedient to God. And I don't need a pat on the back. I don't need your applause. We've been doing this for 33 years, man. So we would do this anyway. We were doing this when he was calling me to come and do it publicly. You don't need to think of me as some kind of spiritual hero or anything. This is normal Christianity. But the church has been hijacked by the demonic prosperity gospel from hell that you don't even know what normal Christianity looks like. You're used to cotton candy. Now it's time for some peas. Yes. Some okra. Mm-hmm. Some spinach. Mm-hmm. Some broccoli. Ah. Some potatoes, yes, and some steak, roast beef or something, that, as the old saints used to say, will stick to your ribs. You need prayer and you need the Word of God, not this cotton candy, candy apple Christianity from the devil in hell. You're wonderful and you're great and you're God's special child and God's going to issue you a great blessing by 12 o'clock today if you give me $1,000 offering. Are you kidding me? You think you healed and you're blessed by somebody slapping you upside your head and pushing you down to the floor? That's ridiculous. Foolishness, people. Foolishness. And that's not holding up today, by the way. Where are they? Well, we don't hear too much from the prosperity gospel preachers today, other than them screaming and hollering and making themselves look like idiots on the internet. One of the prosperity gospel women, Paula White, out there screaming and hollering and calling for angels from Africa. And I asked the question, what happened to the angels from heaven? Come on, angels from Africa, angels from South America. That's not even the Bible. That's not in the Bible. There's no angels from Africa, angels in South America that you can call to America in the Bible. That's not, ridiculous. The devil's got these people's minds. And the gullible suck it up instead of the truth. And Jesus Christ in the Bible has made it very clear that in the last days, people will not want sound doctrine. So what are we going to do, my evangelical brethren? Bible brethren, Bible church brethren, Baptist church brethren. We're just not going to preach sound doctrine anymore just to keep the people? Or do we need to just shut down some buildings and get a smaller building if necessary and just go ahead and do what we're supposed to do with the true people of God? The remnant, the 7,000. And so, my dear friends, we're here to encourage you to pray and to read the Holy Bible in a year's time with your family. We're wrapping up this past year. I was shocked that we had read the Bible 365 days without missing. The other day, Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, is the day we finished reading the Bible for an entire year. However, we got some passages that we need to wrap up and finish because we didn't follow the plan exactly. I just stuck with 3 chapters a day to make it simple. But we commenced yesterday another Bible reading campaign, reading the chronological Bible. However, I'm not going to go at a fast pace. We will still have this service, but we're going to reduce it down to 1 service. Once we move into that, we're just going to read 1 chapter, and we're going to do our other things that we do in the service, and we're just going to have 1 service a day with that. But we've already started that, and we will continue that today by the grace of God. Now, what is supposed to happen? We thank God for all of the people who read with us and listen with us live and on demand around the world. Many of you are single. We invited you to be an honorary member of our family, the White House family, and we thank God for you. And by your taking us up on that, you made the Simple Bible Reading Devotional podcast our top podcast out of around 50 different podcasts we do, which is encouraging. I'm sure it blesses God's heart and it blesses my heart that there are enough people out there who are interested in just hearing the Word of God. And so today, my beloved, and we want you to peel off. If you're strong enough as a single person, if you're strong enough as a family, you got it. You've been inspired. You've been encouraged. You say, well, if they can do it, we can do it too in our own home. We don't have to do it exactly like them, but we can just pray and read the Bible and sing a song and we're done. That's what I want you to do. That's what I want you to do. Sometimes every now and then you just need a little boost, a little encouragement. Some who have never done it before, you need training wheels to get started. Many of you who used to do it, you used to call it quiet time. It was so quiet you went to sleep and you stopped doing it. It's time for you to do what you know to do. Yes, that's the only way you're going to make it through this. And this thing is not over, contrary to what some folks are trying to tell you. And so today, beloved, we're reading the Word of God found at Esther chapter 2, Jeremiah chapter 17, and Ezekiel chapter 8. Dr. Martin Luther. There was a Dr. Martin Luther before Dr. Martin Luther King now. That's where he got his name from. The Bible is, he said, the Bible is alive. Now, he said this many years ago, so you know this is true. The Bible is alive. It speaks to me, he said. It has feet. It runs after me. It has hands. It lays hold of me. And that is so true. And every born-again Christian knows this to be true. It has that impact on us while we're here reading it today. And Dr. Charles Stanley, one of the premier pastors of our time, said, wherever you go, God is with you, watching over you. And the prophet in me wants to say, watching you as well. See, the pastor in Charles Stanley is watching over you. The prophet says that God is watching you too, protecting you and providing the truth you need for every situation. The question is, will you open your heart to his word? Will you apply it to your life and allow God to change you, so that he can use you in ways far greater than you can imagine? Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends and foes, and even foes in the family, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure, my dear friends, to read in your hearing, thus saith the Lord, the Word of God, at Esther chapter 2. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help each soul here and out there to lift their voice in prayer to you. Lord, I know that there are some who have not gotten over the morning inertia regarding prayer and reading the Bible and devotions. For all of us, because of our sinful nature, because of our flesh and the devil, it is a battle, and it is a battle that many people do not want to wage, because it's a tough battle, and because of sin and because of foolishness and because people want to do what they want to do, which includes, sadly, forsaking you, turning away from you, acting like they have forgotten you're the one who brought them from a mighty long way, from nothing to now. And so, Holy Father God, help these people here and out there all over the world who name the name of Christ to pray, as we have prayed earlier, to read your holy word, to sing a song of Zion. And Lord, I don't think there's anything more beautiful other than prayer and reading your holy word, like listening to the old hymns and singing, trying to sing the old hymns of the faith first thing in the morning. What a way to start the day. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We want to practice what we preach, what we heard so beautifully from yesterday, from your word, in a book that many people would not even think we would get this from, the importance of thanksgiving in prayer. And Lord, since it's still Thanksgiving week, Lord, we individually and collectively, hopefully, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Lord, many of us, we praise you and thank you for bringing us from a mighty long way, in my case, from the dirt roads and playing with marbles in the sand in James City in my grandmother's yard with my cousins, snotty nose, all of us snotty nose kids. Brought us from that to where we are today. And Lord, I give you the glory, praise, and I have a story to tell of what you have done and how you have blessed us and how you have surprised us with your grace and your mercy and your blessings. We give you thanks, Lord, for those big Red Sea blessings, and we give you thanks, Lord, for the water from the rock blessings as well. Your protection and your provision blessings, where our clothes did not wax old and our shoes didn't either. And you provided us manna from heaven. You provided us food, Lord, when we didn't know where the food was going to come from at times. And we give you glory, praise, and honor. And so, Holy Father God, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We individually, hopefully collectively, confess our wicked sins in word, thought, and deed. Bad attitudes, hatefulness, pride, stubbornness, envy, covetousness, grieving your Holy Spirit, all unrighteousness and all ungodliness in thought, word, and deed. Some who have the Judas spirit, the Jezebel spirit, the Sanballat spirit, the Tobias spirit. Lord, we pray that for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins and not acting the way you want us to act in word, thought, and deed, and attitude. Lord, forgive some people, for they know not what they do. And Lord, we pray that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias. Cast out the demon spirits of pride and stubbornness and rebelliousness and treacherousness and betrayal and sabotage and hindrance and distraction. Lord, cast these demon spirits out of people who claim to be Christians, and cast these demon spirits out of people who they know they're not, their tares growing in the church with the wheat. And Lord, I pray that you would surround us with your protection, a band of your holy angels. Cover us and cleanse us in the blood of Christ. Cast these demon spirits out. Save the souls of these people. Break them, make them, and mold them to be what you would have them to be. Fill all of us who name the name of Christ with the fullness and the power, the fruit and the liberty of your Holy Spirit, and help us to overcome the evil that is in us and around us in the world. Deliver each and every one of us, Lord, from temptation, evil, and sin this morning and throughout this day. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, to live right, to think right, to do right, and to act right, and to do that which is pleasing in your sight. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. We give you the glory, and we give you the credit, and we give you the praise for all of it. And Lord, as you know, I don't just say this, all of it should go to you. And Holy Father God, I do pray this morning that you will heal, or rather, Lord, we pray that you would first save everybody who is lost here and across this country and around the globe. Revive those who are truly saved in this place and in this country and around the globe. We pray, Lord, that you would heal those who are sick today, even in the hospital, Lord, here and in this country and around the globe. And Lord, I do pray that you would, those who are truly saved, help them to call for the pastor of the church for phone prayer, and but help them to be honest and to confess sins to you and to be transparent about it before you, before them as well. Sometimes, Lord, you have it set up where you want us to confess sins to you, but you want us to go ahead and lay aside our pride and put the pressure on ourselves to do right by telling another human being. For some of us, we don't mind confessing it to you, but we don't want to confess the truth to others. Some don't even want to confess the truth to their spouses and family members, much less their pastor. But this evidently needs to be done. Christians ought to be transparent, humble, and broken. We all, Lord, please forgive us of the wicked sin of us not being like you in the matter of humility, meekness, and lowliness of mind. Lord, very few Christians are doing that after you. So Lord, help us to really repent of that. For this is a huge problem. And Lord, I pray that you'll help us to be like you in that way, meek and humble, with lowliness of mind. Lord, it's beginning to rain here. We thank you for the rain, and we thank you for the sunshine that we've had, not only for this Thanksgiving, but for almost every Thanksgiving we have been involved with where we live at now. But we thank you for the rain, and we pray that you'll protect us in any storms that may come as we serve you today. And Lord God in heaven, we pray that you'll help all of us, each and every one of us under the sound of my voice, and everybody who is not, who names the name of Christ, help us to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways, and to repent. And to get back to you, our first love, Lord Jesus. For many have forsaken you, as you know. And you gave us the seven letters, you warned us, and many have not followed. We thank you for your 7,000 and your remnant. We really do. And I hope that you would count us in that number. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would deliver each and every one of us, Lord, from all of our distresses and afflictions, cares and worries and anxieties. troubles, problems, and fears. Lift all of our burdens and cares, Lord, for we know that you care for us. Fill us all with your peace that passeth all understanding, your joy unspeakable, your holy serenity and tranquility of mind and heart. And Lord, grant me your supernatural energy, I pray again, as I prayed earlier in the earlier prayer meeting. Grant me your supernatural energy, grace, and strength, your unction and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word. As you know, Lord, I was tempted to add at least introduction material to the new campaign, but you kept just influencing my spirit to just keep it as it is and just read your pure word without any introduction material or comment. Just read your word. And so I'm going to do that in the next campaign as well. And I thank you for that. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would protect our family and all other Christian families and all other families from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil and the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, and evil people in the world. Place, Lord, upon us all the whole armor of God. Surround us with the band of your holy angels, a wall of your holy fire. And Lord, protect others from us. Lord, save every soul in my family. Save every soul in the families of the other people who are participating in these services and who will listen on demand. Lord, we know people who, according to our time, they listen at 1 o'clock in the morning, 12:30 in the morning, 2, 3, 4, 5. Some people get up early and listen to these podcasts and videos and read the material. And we thank you for that, that you have wrought this great technology. And Lord, I noticed in reading yesterday, one of the things I learned from you yesterday from Genesis chapter 1 and a portion of chapter 2, the thing that stood out to me that I've never seen before is how that you're the God who will create something, who creates something and put the seed in it so that it can recreate and keep on going instead of you having to do everything yourself. And that's what you wrought also via the internet. You gave us a similar power that we can create something and do it one time and put it in different forms, and it has a seed in it, in that it will be available and work just as well as it was live on demand, and thousands and millions of people can tap into it and listen to it like they're and I can be sleeping in the bed. So thank you for your glorious wisdom, knowledge, and insight. And Lord, so it is so sad we think that we are so smart that we have passed you in technology, when in reality Lord, you're so far ahead of us. It is funny, and I don't know if you chuckle at us or not, but I would. And because I saw that in your holy word yesterday, that everything you created it once, and you told the creation to replenish and to multiply. And I thank you for giving us a similar power via the internet by the things, the technology that you have wrought. For you have wrought a technology that man has created something that can do far more than he can do. By your grace, we reach thousands of people that I will never meet down here, but I hope to meet up there with the technology that you have put in man's brain to produce. It is an amazing thing, and most of us in your church, we're not using it to its fullest. And we thank you, Lord, for those who are. And so thank you so much for your holy word, and thank you, Lord, for every time we read it, we see new things in it. It is so rich and so powerful and so deep. And Lord, help everybody who is saved today, because you have made it clear in your word that we need to be born again and saved before we can even begin to read your holy word with any understanding and with any joy. So Lord, save every soul under the sound of my voice. Help them to hear the gospel and to believe it. And Lord, I thank you for reminding us yesterday from Dr. A.W. Tozer that it is a mysterious miracle thing that you do every time a soul is saved. And it is so true. And Lord, as an evangelist down through the years, as you know, you have taught me well. All I can do is preach the gospel. You got to do everything else. Do that mysterious, miraculous thing you do in the hearts of people. So, Lord, we pray that you'll do that again today. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Esther chapter 2. After these things, when the wrath of King Ahasuerus was appeased, he remembered Vashti and what she had done and what was decreed against her. Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, let there be fair young virgins sought for the king, and let the king appoint officers in all of the provinces of his kingdom, that they may gather together all the fair young virgins unto Shushan the palace, to the house of the women, unto the custody of Hizay the king's chamberlain, keeper of the women, and let their things for purification be given them, and let the maiden which pleaseth the king be queen instead of Vashti. And the thing pleased the king, and he did so. Now in Shushan the palace there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity, which had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. So it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan the palace, to the custody of Haggai, that Esther was brought also unto the king's house, to the custody of Haggai, keeper of the women. And the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him, and he speedily gave her her things for purification, with such things as belonged to her, and seven maidens which were meet to be given her out of the king's house. And he preferred her and her maids unto the best place of the house of the women. Esther had not showed her people nor her kindred, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not show it. And Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house to know how Esther did and what should become of her. Now, when every maid's turn was come to go in to King Ahasuerus, after that she had been 12 months, according to the manner of the women, for so were the days of their purifications accomplished, to wit, 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors, and with other things for the purifying of the women. And then thus came every maiden unto the king. Whatsoever she desired was given her to go with her out of the house of the women unto the king's house. In the evening she went, and on the morrow she returned into the second house of the women to the custody of Shaashgaz, the king's chamberlain, which kept the concubines. She came in unto the king no more, except the king delighted in her, and that she were called by name. Now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. So Esther was taken unto King Ahasuerus's, into his house royal in the 10th month, which is the month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Then the king made a great feast unto all his princes and his servants, even Esther's feast, and he made a release to the provinces and gave gifts according to the state of the king. And when the virgins were gathered together the second time, then Mordecai sat in the king's gate. Esther had not yet showed her kindred nor her people, as Mordecai had charged her. For Esther did the commandment of Mordecai, like as when she was brought up with him. In those days, while Mordecai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, Bigthan and Teresh, of those which kept the door, were wroth and sought to lay hands on the king Ahasuerus. And the thing was known to Mordecai, who told it unto Esther the queen, and Esther certified the king thereof in Mordecai's name. And when inquisition was made of the matter, it was found out, therefore they were both hanged on a tree. And it was written in the book of the Chronicles before the king. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing now the Word of God at Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron and with the point of a diamond. It is graven upon the table of their heart and upon the horns of your altars. Whilst their children remember their altars and their groves, by the green trees upon the high hills, O my mountain in the field, I will give thy substance and all thy treasures to the spoil, and thy high places for sin throughout all thy borders. And thou, even thyself, shalt discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not. For ye have kindled a fire in mine anger, which shall burn forever. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to to give every man according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings. As the partridge sitteth on eggs, and hatcheth them not, so he that getteth riches, and not by right, shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Behold, they say unto me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. As for me, I have not hastened from being a pastor to follow thee. Neither have I desired the woeful day. Thou knowest that which came out of my lips was right before thee. Be not a terror unto me. Thou art my hope in the day of evil. Let them be confounded that persecute me, but let not me be confounded. Let them be dismayed, but let not me be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of evil, and destroy them with double destruction. Thus saith the Lord unto me, go and stand in the gate of the children of the people, whereby the kings of Judah come in, and by the which they go out, and in all of the gates of Jerusalem, and say unto them, hear ye the word of the Lord, ye kings of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem that enter in by these gates. Thus saith the Lord, take heed to yourselves, and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem, neither carry forth a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, neither do ye any work, but hallow ye the Sabbath day, as I commanded your fathers. But they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they might not hear nor receive instruction. And it shall come to pass, if ye diligently hearken unto me, saith the Lord, to bring in no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but hallow the Sabbath day to do no work therein, then shall there enter into the gates of this city kings and princes sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their princes, the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and this city shall remain forever. And they shall come from the cities of Judah, and from the places about Jerusalem, and from the land of Benjamin, and from the plain, and from the mountains, and from the south, bringing burnt offerings, and sacrifices and meat offerings and incense and bringing sacrifices of praise unto the house of the Lord. But if ye will not hearken unto me to hallow the Sabbath day, and not to bear a burden, even entering in at the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then will I kindle a fire in the gates thereof, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor now and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure, joy, and blessing to read in your hearing the Word of God at Ezekiel chapter. And it came to pass in the sixth year, in the sixth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I sat in mine house, and the elders of Judah sat before me, that the hand of the Lord God fell there upon me. Then I beheld, and lo, a likeness as the appearance of fire from the appearance of his loins, even downward fire, and from his loins even upward, as the appearance of brightness, as the color of amber. And he put forth the form of an hand, and took me by a lock of mine head, and the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and heaven, and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the inner gate that looketh toward the north, where was the seat of the image of jealousy, which provoketh to jealousy. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there, according to the vision that I saw in the plain. Then said he unto me, Son of man, lift up thine eyes now the way toward the north. So I lifted up mine eyes the way toward the north, and behold, northward at the gate of the altar, this image of jealousy in the entry. He said furthermore unto me, Son of man, seest thou what they do, even the great abominations that the house of Israel committeth here, that I should go far off from my sanctuary? But turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations. And he brought me to the door of the court. And when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Then said he unto me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I had digged in the wall, behold, a door. And he said unto me, Go in, and behold the wicked abominations that they do here. So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things and abominable beasts, and all of the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. And there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel, and in the midst of them stood Jaazaniah, the son of Shaphan, with every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. Then said he unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the chambers of his imagery? For they say, The Lord seeth us not, the Lord hath forsaken the earth. He said also unto me, Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations that they do. Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north, and behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Then said he unto me, Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. And he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs toward the temple of the Lord, and their faces toward the east, and they worshipped the sun toward the east. And then he said unto me, Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah that they commit the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence, and have returned to provoke me to anger. And lo, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore will I also deal in fury. Mine eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity. And though they cry in mine ears with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them. Shall we pray? Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you and we thank you for your holy word. We thank you for your love, mercy, and grace in giving us your holy word in this wonderful system of grace that you have given to us. Thank you for the privilege and the power of prayer, so that we can pray for the power of your Holy Spirit and your spiritual, mental, and physical strength and mind to read your holy word, and then the power of your Holy Spirit to understand your holy word, your anointing and unction to understand your holy word and to share it with others in a discipleship training way, to help others to grow in the faith and to encourage others to read the Bible themselves and to pray. And Lord, we pray now that you will grant us your grace and strength in this service, your unction and your anointing and the power of your Holy Spirit to proclaim your holy gospel from your holy word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray that you would do that miraculous, mysterious thing you do in the hearts of people that we know not of. Lord, open blinded eyes and unstop deaf ears and save millions of souls before it is eternally too late. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible. that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.